Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our week in review over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Statement being made just the other week, Ms. Gonsalves revealing that she and her husband discovered that Koberger allegedly followed some of the girls on Instagram. We had talked about this way early on, of this being a possibility. They said it with quite a bit of sincerity and belief that this was in fact true. The Instagram accounts have since gone offline. That happened way back at the beginning of the year. What's your thoughts on this? Do you think that they were being stalked by Koberger? Do we have anything really to prove this? You know, I know that Mr. and Mrs. Gonsalves have been some of the most vocal on this, and rightfully so. They lost their daughter. But I don't know. It seems like an interesting piece of evidence if it is in fact true. And if it is, why talk about it right now, I guess, to the public?
Well, I think that it's going to ferret out that is true, mm-hmm. that there is a connection to Maddie and Kaylee by Koberger. And let me tell you why I think that. I think that because very early on, and when I say very early on, literally the day it broke, you know, his arrest and so forth, mm-hmm. I know I, like many others, were trolling Instagram and really trying to find any social media connection between them. And very early on, I personally and other sleuths also found that connection. But it was so confusing as to, because so much is manufactured, even that early on, we wondered, is this manufactured? And so I know many of us, and I think I might have posted on it actually, but many of us didn't want to say we knew for sure, mm-hmm. because there is so much that you can find and then it ends up being contrived. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen it over and over again in the Idaho case particularly, and in other cases as well, Gabby Petito's case as well. So, but I think it's going to be true. And the bottom line is the Gonsalveses have absolutely no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are trying to get truth out there. And I think they're frustrated.
Sure.
I think they're frustrated because they're watching all of this play out and they're watching, and I'll just use this term because this is what's used on social media. It's not my term, but kind of the pro-Berger alliances that exist, mm-hmm. where there's certainly huge groups that are now rallying that, you know, Koberger is somehow innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And falsely charged and so on and so forth. And I think because the parents, again, innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, like everyone is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think these parents think he did this crime.
Yeah.
They believe he is fully responsible for the death of their children and the brutal massacre, really. And to watch him every day in court show up in these suits with gel, looking good, with trimmed eyebrows, and watching the pro-burgers, because I can tell you 100% they are involved on social media. I know they're on my platform. They see everything that's posted from everyone.
Yeah.
And it's got to be galling to them to think, oh my gosh, this case is going to go on for years and years, and everybody is going to forget about the victims and our children and rally behind this who they think is a monster.
Yeah.
And they're seeing it happen before their eyes. So they're trying to put out some information, as an example, this Instagram, to say, people, this was the connection.
Mm-hmm. That there was more than we're aware of right now. And that's at least coming from the families of one of the victims. What's your thoughts on Steve saying that the pretrial privileges that Koberger had kind of go above and beyond with the vegan meals, special treatment, five suits, things like that? I get the anger. I get any. I think the guy, even breathing, if you're the dad and you believe that he is the killer, is going to upset you. Him looking anyway is going to upset you. Is this Steve being angry and kind of overstepping, or is this pretty normal for what one would receive for someone in Koberger's position, who's facing trial and who is going out to very public hearings?
Well, this has certainly been a discussion for true crimers and very involved regarding the back and forth. Some people who believe, listen, it's happened before. Look at OJ. Lori Vallow was allowed to be in street clothes. And there's many others in their hearings that were. It's rare, though, Tony. I can tell you, in the federal system, never saw it.
Yeah.
And typically in the state system, you only see it when they're out on bond, not when they're behind bars. But it can happen. It strictly takes a motion to the court, a request of the court, and the court to confirm it. And this court wants to do everything they can to keep things as fair as they can. Mm-hmm. And they believe the, you know, media coverage in this case, right, that they need to have some sort of sense of fairness by putting him looking like he's going to church rather than in shackles. But drawing our attention to another case that is as highly and will be, maybe not as highly, but will be very highly publicized, is the Delphi case with Abby and Libby. And in that case, Richard Allen is brought in shackled. He's brought in his yellow jumpsuit. He's being held by multiple officers by the arms. It's a totally different scene for his hearing. Totally. And how he is treated, he's in a maximum security prison. Mm-hmm. He is in solitaire in a maximum security prison. He is basically treated as a convicted murderer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at Koberger, and he's treated like a shoplifter.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems, I mean, it really kind of shows the vast differences that we can have from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, court to court, and jail to jail as far as what they allow. It's not the same everywhere by any stretch of the imagination.
Right, and for, I think, many of us, you just want it to be fair.
Yeah.
If that's how Richard Allen is going to be treated, that's how Koberger. But if Koberger is the standard, the gold standard on how everybody should be treated pre-conviction, then just do that for Richard Allen and others.
Yeah.
So for me, I just want equity across the board.
Yeah, I agree. It should be fair across the board. Innocent until proven guilty, and that's the whole purpose of the system. One more question on Koberger before we move to another topic here. Papa Roger, it's been a long time since we talked about it. Any updates, any thoughts? Where are you on the idea of Papa Roger being Koberger as of right now at September 20th of 2023?
Tony, you're bringing up the Papa.
I know.
It's interesting. You know, originally, as you probably know, I definitely entertained that Papa Roger account could be him because of all the details. And I posted one after another that really caught my eye. In addition, there was a lot of information from the people who actually had conversations, if you will, online with him about what was being said, right? Yeah. And so certainly was contacted by these individuals. Also ran down the two posts that didn't make any sense. One about a political statement in California, mm-hmm. and the other about a bond hearing or, you know, money. I believe it was in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And those never made sense. And when I say random doubt, I mean, I called the individuals involved, tried to figure out what this bond hearing was about, reaching out to everybody, right? And really, at the end of the day, you looked at those and you said, well, they're both so random. They don't even intertwine with each other.
Yeah.
so they just seem like red herrings that were thrown out there. Mm-hmm. Having said that, where I am at the end of the day is it appears that another account or that account has sort of come alive recently. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the numeric metadata, it appears to be that same account. And I can't really explain that. So I've kind of stayed quiet on it mm-hmm. because I've said for months now that I've had issue with the punctuation and the grammar of Papa Rogers versus Brian Koberger's writings and them not matching. Mm-hmm. So I know even on Cuomo, when he asked me, well, do you think it's Papa? And this was months ago. I said, thumbs down. They're not the same. So that's what kind of convinced me, if you will, that mm-hmm. they're not the same person.
Sure.
And then now we have this new account coming up. So I'm leaning toward the big no, mm-hmm. but because I know what people can do with these accounts and with the falseness, you know, I think probably not, Tony, but still a weak possibility that they could be.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast. Dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.